Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, Cass here. I want to take a second before we get into our interview with Claudia Elvidge to thank, once again, some of our Patreon supporters who have been with us for a really long time. We could not do this without you, and we really appreciate your support. Today, we're thanking our monkey chum, M.A.M., our monkey bud, Victoria McCabe, and monkey mate, Angela Eldred. Now, without further ado, let's hack the signal. Greetings, Moon Basians, and welcome to Rogue Transmissions. So many awesome people have helped to bring Moonbase Theta out to you through our Patreon, and now we are hacking into the consortium satellites to turn the tables and give them the floor. Tonight we are dialing in the awesome Cloudy. Welcome for joining us. That's a very good start. I'm good today. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a cat on my desk and she's being a little noisy, but hope that isn't a bother to anyone.
I think that will probably be, if anything, a feature for most people.
Yes.
If only they could see her. You'll just have to imagine. She's super cute.
Yes, I have plenty of pictures to provide as backup, should anyone need.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. I guess some people have gone into a little bit of what they got, kind of what got them into their creative outlet. I know you do the podcasting. I don't know if you do other stuff you want to talk about, but the floor is yours.
Yeah, my main work right now is The Beacon, which is a fiction podcast about college students with magic powers, trying to fight a monster and deal with their own baggage and such. And the main way I got into that is through like years of self-taught creative writing. And then it had been like only writing for me for a long time. But after college, when I was starting to work at a full-time job, I had a lot of free time since it wasn't a terribly demanding job. So I just started listening to a lot of podcasts to sort of fill up my brain space while I was at that job. So I just got exposed to like a bunch more independent stories and stories with more queer and diverse characters. So it was just this whole new realm opening up to me of like people who could make the stories that they wanted to make them the way they wanted to make it, and then put them out themselves. And without it, you know, being a fan fiction, like there were people doing that with original ideas as well. So that was just what kind of shot me down the podcasting path.
One thing I like about The Beacon, now I have to say, I've only listened to season one so far. I like to take a little break between seasons when I listen to shows so I can kind of, you know, come at it and be like, all right, now I'm coming in fresh. But one thing I liked about it was talking about convention, and like the characters don't act like they've never heard of superheroes before. Like they, you know, people are talking about this is what happens in the movies and stuff like that. I don't know if you have any thoughts about, you know, what it is to kind of play and go against convention, and also what tropes are just good.
Yeah, I mean, my whole basis for including a lot of those conversations was just like I was trying to figure out how real people would frame getting random magical powers. And I thought, you know, with all the boom of Marvel movies and DC movies lately, they would rely on a lot of superhero tropes as a way of framing it. That just seems like one of the most accessible mediums for them to understand it. And I think one of the tropes I pulled from movies most heavily is the whole reluctant hero thing, because even though the main character, B, she feels like she has a lot of obligations to be out there, to be doing something to help people. Most of the other characters, in their own way, they're kind of reluctant to get into the action. Like, they have their own reasons for holding them back from being, like, as heroic or as magical as they could be. So I think that's a good... Yes, hello, Polly. I think that's a good trope to have included in the conversation of why people are not being their best selves all the time. It's because they have their own reasons, they have their own fears, they have their own limitations that holds them back from being superheroes in either a literal or metaphorical sense.
I like that we kind of get into that with the characters on the beacon. I have a thought in my head somewhere down the line. I want to do something similar. And of course, I thought of this and then listened to your show and was like, man, maybe this is already doing it. But I think there's a lot of space to experiment and kind of look at different angles of, like, you know, what it would mean to get superpowers, and then what, you know, what responsibilities do you have, and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't think it's like, oh, one person's done it, nobody can ever look at that again.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of space in audio fiction to play with the superhero trope, especially because even though there's been some, like, back and forth in the people who listen to the show about, is it magic, is it superheroes, is it whatever, not to spoil anything, but as the show goes on, it becomes a little clearer that it is, like, magical, it's a little more supernatural source. So I think just having more, like, superheroes with your more, like, traditional scientific alien whatever backstory, and then the whole cape and mask personas, I think there's a lot of space to play around with that type of thing.
Well, thanks very much for supporting us on Patreon. I know you support a lot of other podcasts and things, and not just on Patreon, but, like, you know, shouting people out on Twitter. That's kind of your, like, your medium at this point.
Yeah, I have a bit of an alternate persona on the Twitter of the We Rate Audio Drama Twitter, which is just, like, where I get to make goofs that help support and, you know, just have fun with the medium that we work in, because people like memes, people like things they recognize, and if these things can help people recognize audio fiction a little better, then I think that's good for everyone.
That's a cool way to look at it. Is there anything that makes you either join a Patreon or kind of, like, focus on a particular podcast or creative project? What makes you want to support things?
Sometimes it is, you know, as simple as wanting to see some of the bonus content from a particular show or product. Like, with the End of Time and Other Bothers, the Albus Salix universe, they have a lot of extra content that they put out. Like, I looked at their whole feed the other day and I realized they have over 150 pieces of either early episode releases or behind the scenes look. And it's, like, a bunch of varied stuff that's either just funny or a good look at their creative process. So that can be a factor sometimes.
Yeah, they have a huge amount of stuff.
Yeah, plus just being part of their community means you get a lot of input.
Input, yes.
Input on the bonus content.
Thank you, Polly, for your input.
Yeah, she just jumped on top of my microphone box, so I'm going to grab her down from there.
Go for it.
Polly.
This is the content you crave, people.
Okay, so input. We get a lot of input on, like, the Albus Salix End of Times bonus content. Like, I've suggested goofs sometimes that ended up being actual scenes they played out. So it's like being involved in their creative process is a really fun, gratifying part of that. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you just want to support a show because you realize it's something you get a lot of enjoyment out of, and it's, like, technically a free product you're consuming from them. So even if it's for a long time period or, like, a short-term period, you still want to be able to give them something as, like, thanks for putting this out there.
I find most of the time when I support stuff, it's because I just want to support it. But there is the odd time when we were talking about that, just, you know, with Alba Salix. And I got into Other Bothers and I was like, well, I need access to those end notes because I need to hear what they're talking about after a session. Like, because it's useful to me as a DM. Like, I want to hear, you know, what stuff did we plan and what didn't go the way we wanted to and stuff. So, yeah. All right, so your main project you talked about a little bit is The Beacon. Do you want to talk any more about that, what you got kind of going forward with it?
Yeah, just a little more about where I am with The Beacon. I'm in the midst of season two, just producing and putting out those episodes. And I have lots of ideas for future seasons. So those are in the process of being written and produced as well. And then I have a whole bunch of other fiction podcast ideas, obviously, because, you know, once the ideas start coming, they don't stop coming. And I have one other show out currently that's moving at more like a relaxed pace forward. It's a slightly more experimental piece for me because I wanted to do something that was a little more just one person narrative driven, just to help me focus on writing and a little more simplistic editing style. So there's another show out there by me called Soulborn City, which is like this secondary world magic college show that I've been working on too.
You know, I've heard of that one and I don't think I knew it was you. And I also didn't know before a couple of days ago that We Rate Audio Drama was you. So like you're everywhere. You don't even know it. You're interacting with Claudia. It's great.
Claudia is everywhere. Claudia is everything.
Yes, it is all Claudia. So if people want to find you, now we've explained that there's a lot of different venues through which they might already know you. But if somebody was trying to find The Beacon, if they're trying to find you and your fun goofs on Twitter, how do people find you?
Well, my main personal account on there, where I also occasionally make goofs, is at FrogSov. My Beacon Twitter is at TheBeaconPod. And then I think Soulborn City is just at Soulborn City. And then there's also the We Rate Audio Drama side account, which is We Rate Audra, because I couldn't fit audio drama in the Twitter handle. So now I've also promised that if your name is Audra, we are under obligation to give you a free rating of your podcast.
There, you've heard it here. If your name is Audra, you know, collect your free prize. Is there anything else you want to throw in? Any other final thoughts?
No, I think that's just about it. And that I'm here in the first place because I really love Moonbase Theta Out. When I first heard it, I consumed all of it in the span of about one morning, and I've just been super fan of the show ever since.
Well, thank you. And also, please thank Polly, who apparently thinks she was our actual guest today.
Was she not?
I mean, I guess, you know, she's part of the package. Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
And everybody listening out there, stay tuned for more Rogue Transmissions. Rogue Transmissions is hosted by Cass McPhee. Our guest today was Claudia Elvidge. Learn more about The Beacon at thebeaconpodcast.com. Our theme song is Gestar by the band Ramp. Learn more about them at ramp-music.net. Produced by Monkey Man Productions. Find out how to support us and learn about our other projects at monkeymanproductions.com. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers and these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals, or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been, and likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.